Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. What's up, evil ones? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, here with Carl. What's going on, man?
You actually did the intro right this week.
Yeah, for the free-for-all.
That it is.
What are you drinking tonight?
That.
I'm drinking absolute that. Lime. I'm drinking that, but I just made this for the first time. I bought some...
Don't tell me. The squirt?
No.
Oh, good.
Cherry limeade seltzer water. And I'm going to take a drink of it for the first time. There. Check it out right now. Let's see what it was like.
I like crap.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
No, I'm all Mr. Heavy Metal Horror Movie wearing light blue Texas Ranger shirts, but this is the first Saturday night I have not been at a Ranger game in like a month, I think. So
yeah, I know, man. You've been to like every one that they've had so far.
Well, I don't have them on TV this year because I got rid of Charter, Spectrum, whatever the fuck they're called now, and I don't get to watch them on TV, so I just been going to the games a lot, and Saturday's the easiest time to go, so.
Yeah.
There's only a month left this month, and it's over. So, yeah, I'm looking all heavy metal-y here with my blue Texas Ranger
shirt. I got my 3D skull thing that I just pulled out that I forgot I had.
I'm getting weird blue light. I think my blue light.
Yeah, you got a lot of blue. You got your blue shirt.
My blue light's like shining in weird places. I don't know what's going on here. We'll have to fix that someday. Not today. Frankenstein should be gone by next week. So everybody say their farewells to him. He's going out to work a haunt.
Yeah, we're going to get him done.
So I decided that I'm in my pre-partum Halloween depression mode, I think. I get it every year, as you know.
Yeah.
It's really killing me this year. But I felt very accomplished by the few things I did out there today.
Yeah, we got a lot done for...
Shit,
you were even sweating today.
I was sweating today. I've got 15,000 steps in, 29 flights of stairs, and 274 active minutes, however many that relates into hours, 60 minutes in an hour. So, yeah, I kind of worked my butt off, even though it didn't look like it.
You didn't stay out there after I left, did you?
No. I was done.
We were both pretty much done.
Yeah. Then I got to quit wearing shorts out there. Those bugs are crawling all over me and stuff.
Well, after I put the bug juice on my legs, man, I wasn't getting bug.
So if you're not in Texas, we went like 4 months with no rain. And then we had this crazy summer where it was like 109, but zero humidity. It was dry, and we had a breeze going the whole summer. It was like 20-mile-an-hour winds. So actually, it was a pretty good summer, even though it was hot as hell. But it decided to start raining. It flooded one day completely.
Yeah, we got like 4 months of rain in 24 hours.
It ended up being the wettest August in history of Dallas-Fort Worth after it hadn't rained in 3 months. So
yep, since like 1901 or some shit like that.
So now we're in this rain thing. It won't quit raining. So it's hot as hell with the humidity, and there's no breeze whatsoever. So working on an outdoor haunt in this weather is a killer.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Wouldn't be bad if it wasn't for that humidity.
Paul Stanley's flying around.
Yeah, the humidity is what kills you, man. Because it was only like 90 degrees, so.
Dude, I'd rather be 109 with that breeze.
Yep, for sure. But yeah, we got a lot done. Got another door hung, another wall built, even though we said we were done with construction like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now I've got another plan for that kitchen. We need some kitchen cabinet like doors and like build some fake cabinets on there.
Yeah.
So there you go. Get on Patrick on that.
Yep. That's a good idea.
I thought of it today. I'm getting out of my depression maybe a little bit.
It'll cover up some of them slats.
Yes. It'll look good.
Well, that wouldn't be really that hard to build, like a base cabinet and like put a sink in and all that.
That might be what we have to do.
Because it doesn't look like we're getting a stove.
Don't look like it.
I think everybody would rather take them in for scrap rather than
give them to us.
Yeah, for the haunt. Yeah.
What if we just take it for 2 days and then they can have it for scrap?
Yeah, we could do that. Oh,
so shit. If you've been listening, we both used to be in the professional haunted house industry, and now we're doing a yard haunt in my big-ass backyard. And I'm going to tell you, man, this thing's about as good as any pro haunt, although it's not level, I found out today, worth a shit, because I was trying to fix that door, and that door is crooked big time.
Which door?
The one to the cubby hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We don't want to put a level out there anywhere. It would be bad.
Hey, when you're building walls with shipping pallets, you know, because none of them are exact size ever.
No. But it's getting there. We still got some stuff to do. And
yep, it's going to be down to decorating here.
We need lots of sheets.
Lots of sheets, lots of plastic.
Lots of plastic. I think buying sheets is cheaper than buying that black plastic. We may just use for that maze we're building, put some sheets in that on the walls.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just thinking things up as we talk on the podcast here.
Well, how much was that big roll of plastic you had?
A lot. Black plastic cost a ton.
Really? Well, we'd be better. I think you can buy king size, just regular cheap white sheets for pretty cheap.
I think so.
And spray paint them, shit.
Spray paint them?
Are you just going to leave everything white?
You could dye them if you had to, I guess. I found this in the other day, the Necronomicon.
Oh, where'd you find that at?
In the floor. I don't know where it came from. I just found it laying in the floor here. I think actually one of my great grandnieces found it. Like, hey, look. I'm like, cool. I've got so much crap, I don't even know what I have anymore at this stage.
Did that come with like a box set or something, or did you buy
it? I think so. I think it's the Evil Dead one. I found a wand to put in that sheath I bought at the Texas Hunters convention.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be on the Count Krabby belt this year. Cool little wand. It's a crow. Cool. Vampires and crows, they go well together, even though Karabi's not a full vampire, but for the purposes of whatever he is, I guess. So, yep, we're coming along with the haunt. I'm going to post dates, I think, this week. Official. Yeah. I still wish we just do it in one night.
Oh. You got to do two since we're not open on Halloween. So,
well, that Friday, I'm not guaranteeing anything. It's going to be a half-ass haunt.
That'll be the dry run.
I'm not going to urge anybody to show up on Friday that I know. We might urge them to show up on Friday. I mean, on Saturday.
Yeah, we might end up doing more drinking than haunting that night.
Might be. I got to figure out. I need to take a poll. Should I do the karate mask or should I just go back to makeup?
I think you need to go back with makeup.
Yeah, but I got the beard now. And that's what makes it a little more difficult.
Well, you could gray it out. That'd look sort of cool if you like grayed it out or darkened it even.
We'll see. I'm just trying to come up with a, if I do makeup, I'll make it work. No pun intended. But I don't know, man. That mask works pretty. I just wish that mask had some hair on it. I don't like that whole bald-headed vampire look. He's not Nosferatu. He is. He don't need to be bald.
You can get hair put on it.
I might.
Find somebody that does that kind of stuff.
I got some contacts that I bought at the Texas Haunters Convention.
Yeah, have you tried them on yet?
No, not yet. They actually are like pinhead colored eyes or something.
Them were the coolest ones, though, that they had.
Well, they got some red ones, that company, and I might get those because I always like the red eyes with the Karabi face. Oh, let's see here. What's on the iPad this afternoon? Or evening or night or whatever this is. CVS is trying to get me 40% off. Whoopee. I might use that.
So, yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to the guys at Middle Aged and Creeped Out. Todd, Sean, and Nate. They hit 100,000 downloads this week, man. They're fucking killing it.
That is awesome. Love those guys, and I'm proud of them. That's great work.
Very proud of them. They've doing a really great job.
Boy, our YouTube page hasn't took off with a bang. I know that.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're more successful podcasters than we are YouTube.
Yeah, people. We'll see how this goes. So, yeah.
Yeah, just throw it on YouTube. It don't take much. I know people that actually have told me at work that they've watched it. And see, I do a lot of my podcasting on YouTube instead of going to Apple Podcasts because there's a lot of the big, like Jim Cornette, the wrestler, you know, manager, and Eric Bischoff, and they actually put snippets, the best of, on YouTube. So
yeah.
I think we'll keep it on there if somebody's probably listening to it or watching it. I just wish we could expand out the camera so we don't look like a postage stamp on there.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm trying to figure that out. Maybe we need to talk to Video Bob about that.
He ain't got time for us.
Well, just he could tell us how to get rid of that bar.
I don't think he uses Zoom. He has his own software. Anybody out there that uses Zoom, how the hell do we get out the black bar? Help us.
Exactly. Help.
I'll send you $5 gift certificate.
We'll send you a sticker pack. Email us evilneverdiespod@gmail.com if you know how to do that.
Or go on the message board and on Facebook and just that way we'll know if somebody's really listening. If nobody responds, then I'm going to say we have no listeners. We're just talking to me and you're just talking to each other. We need to get rid of that black bar off of Zoom.
Yeah, I know. I've tried cropping it and doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I did all that too whenever I was trying to edit that terrible one anniversary.
It gets rid of a little bit of it, but not much. It's still there.
Yeah, I don't know what to think.
I don't either. I wish I did.
Me too.
Oh, speaking of Video Bob, it's his birthday this weekend, wasn't it?
Thursday night, September 1st, his birthday. I did not make it to Vegas this year. He had his party actually on the night of his birthday. I think he's coming back to Dallas here, like maybe now. I don't know. So he'll be back here. But yeah, happy birthday to Video Bob, who's probably not listening to us, but he's
probably
there in
not.
Bob's busy. He ain't got time to listen to us.
I know.
He'd be bored already by now. We need to try to get Bob on here one night, but then he would take the whole thing over.
That's fine. He's a character for sure.
Yes, he is. I'm very proud of all of his accomplishments and achievements. And
yeah,
Bob's 48th
a cool
birthday.
Cat. 48. He ain't made it to the big 50 yet.
No. He's always been the baby of the bunch.
The baby, huh? I seen George was out there.
That's what Lisa was telling me, that George and Bob were like at some concert together or some shit. I don't know. Not together, but they were at the same venue or some shit. I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't had time to
he
be on Facebook.
He posted pictures of them hanging out. So, and I see what? Okay, Lisa posted a picture of you and her with matching Video Bob sitting in an electric chair shirts. What's up with that?
That was from Stupid Movie of the Week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He was giving away those t-shirts.
Oh, that's
Stupid Movie of the Week was like on some independent channel or something, but it like had viewers like in Seattle and Portland, all up the West Coast. I don't think anybody ever watched it here. I don't know. But yeah, I managed to end up getting two t-shirts and I still got them. But that was Stupid of the Week. Stupid Movie of the Week. That's hard to say, t-shirts.
Yeah, I see. She posted that. I looked at it. I was like, that's Video Bob sitting in an electric chair. I'm like, what the hell's up with that?
That's
crazy.
So, in other news, to change this, not to take the rift off of Video Bob, my favorite friend Sammy, Trick or Treat is going to get a theatrical release for the first time this year.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it's coming back. Yeah.
It was never
cool.
In the theater. It was a video DVD.
Straight to video.
Blu-ray.
Straight to DVD.
It's like the 15th anniversary. And I got a new Sammy today, too. It's face. Yeah, ugly face when he's
over
there.
Oh, okay.
He's over there. He's sitting by the puppet, by the jigsaw puppet who won't ride a tricycle.
You got the biggin.
I'm glad I got the biggin.
Yeah.
He sits really good in that stool, although his legs are all kicked up and stuff right now because I never changed them back from trying to ride the bicycle or the tricycle.
Yeah. We'll use the tricycle, though. We'll throw it out there in the doll room.
Or
it won't go to waste.
We could order that other jigsaw. His feet would be kicked up, but he'd be on the trike.
That's up to you, man.
Yeah, my budget's about busted. And I still got a few skeletons I got to buy. Oops, now I'm knocking stuff over.
Yeah, Walmart had them for $34.98 or some shit.
Yeah, but the eyes don't even light up on them. Yeah. Everybody else has them cheaper, and you should get red eyes on them.
Oh, they're cheaper at Home Depot?
Yeah.
Or at home?
Home Depot hasn't even stocked yet. They're stocking Tuesday morning.
Really?
Yeah. And I just happened to have to take my car at 7 o'clock to McDavid Ford, and Home Depot's next door.
Oh, well, fun. Know where you're going to be.
Yeah. And that's the Home Depot we have an inside at.
Yeah. We got the inside happening going on there.
Yep. So that is Felicia's Home Depot. So,
yeah.
And she's on the Met team. So,
yep. She finally committed today, too, saying she's going to work the haunt. So,
yep. She did. She went walking around and got lost in the haunt.
She got lost.
Yeah. Well, it's huge now, man. It was small before.
That's true.
That kitchen you was working on today was the end of the haunt last year.
Yeah. That ended up turning out pretty good.
It was a colossal mess that whole morning. I was just not in the mood for nothing. And I was my back was hurting. I kind of jacked my back up.
Oh, my back's
day.
Hurting right now, dude. I'm glad I'm drinking vodka.
Yeah. But yeah, Sammy's coming back to the they're coming to the theater for the first time. So what else is it? There's something else at the theater. The Dio movie he's wanting to go see.
Yeah, I want to go see that for sure, man.
I'm sure it'll be on streaming if we miss it. It'll be out.
Yeah, quicker. But that'll be cool on the big screen though, dude.
I don't know. We'll see. If Wendy Dio's involved, I don't have a whole lot of trust in that woman. Remember she was running around with the stupid hologram?
Yeah, that didn't work out too good, did it?
No.
I don't think none of them holograms did the Tupac's and...
No, none of them.
All that stuff. They made them look weird. They didn't look like the real person. Like, they jacked them up, like, you know, like... Ronnie, actually, I seen videos of it, and he looked jacked, dude. Like he'd been working out and shit.
I don't know. I just got a note that WWE's got Castle, some kind of pay-per-view going on.
Got some what?
The pay-per-views on WWE. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre tonight.
Oh.
I may have to monitor that.
Man, I ain't watched wrestling for so long.
We cannot broadcast it or we'll get kicked off the air. So, freaking David one night. My friend David, he's, you know, a boxer, ex-wrestler. He was live streaming something off of Showtime. And he had like 1,000 people watching it. And I told him, I said, don't turn the sound up or Facebook will grab you. I text him. I put it everywhere. So what does he do? He turns the sound up and he got kicked off right quick.
Oh.
Had 1,000 people on there. And so you cannot broadcast over these outlets.
Was he on his on his web page or Facebook group page or whatever
he's got? His
one of his they didn't shut it down, shut the whole thing down.
No, they won't shut you down. They'll just cut off the live. That's all done by computer. The computer can sense it and they just slam it down.
Goddamn computers. Yeah. Joe Rogan had what's his name on there? Lizard Boy from Facebook. That was the most boring episode of his I have ever listened to in my life.
No.
Oh my God.
Well, boring. You know, all I got to say is I'll tell everybody officially, you don't pay a fucking nickel for Facebook, so don't bitch about it. If he's paying a monthly subscription, then bitch about it. It's free. You pay nothing. They're just ads on there. You don't have to click the ads. So I get when people go on these Facebook rants, I'm like, you know what? Go start your own social media like Trump did. Trump got pissed off at Twitter, so he just made his own. So,
yeah, what is it? Truth Social or whatever?
Shit, I don't know. I ain't getting into politics.
Me neither, man.
I just know that I get sort of fed up with people bitching about, you know, I have never been in Facebook jail. I've never gotten any kind of a thing saying I posted something wrong. You just, you know, if you want to go on there and go make your own webpage if you want to post shit, you know, make sure. Hopefully your server won't kick you off for saying shit. So that's my take on Facebook. Just go on there and use it right and you won't have any problems. So Zuckerberg, you know, the fuck, he stole Facebook from somebody. I watched the movie. I saw it. But it's there. It's free. There's no payment.
Yeah.
You know, Apple Music, I got to pay for it. So I'll bitch about that when something don't work.
Yeah.
Podcast, it's free. If you don't like us, then send us a message, but it's here. we actually have freedom of speech on here because we don't get into topics that are controversial, except one time, and that wasn't us, and we edited it.
Yeah,
we won't go there, but one of our guests said inappropriate stuff that I don't want to get into on there. This show's not about politics. Sometimes we may go over religion a little bit, but nothing bad.
Yeah.
Remember,
If it has to do with a movie or something we're talking about, yeah.
Or ghost hunting, which I think I'm officially retired from.
Oh.
Now, here's a story I got to tell. My buddy Alex Foster passed away last week. And Alex was my partner in the whole ghost stuff. He's the one that was trying to get us a TV show. And we took photos and was doing demos and pilots and stuff. This has been years ago. It never got put on TV, but Alex was my buddy, you know, and really sad that he passed away. And I think that took the remainder of the fire of me ghost hunting out of me, because, you know, he was my buddy with that stuff.
Sorry to hear that, man. I didn't know that. You didn't say nothing.
Shout out to Alex. Yeah, I didn't post it on Facebook. I
tend not to post that kind of shit either, man. So,
but yes, makes me sad. He was, you know, we did a lot together with the ghost stuff and went through a lot of good experiences, and we were always gonna go do it again, but that day never came. So, unfortunately.
Well, maybe you need to get out there and respect to him and do it again, man. Maybe we can go do something. I've never been on a ghost hunt, so.
I don't think I'll go on anymore. I don't even watch the ghost hunting TV shows anymore.
The only one I've been watching is that new, that Portals from Hell. I've been watching the backlog of it.
I don't know. I just go through phases. You know that.
Seen it with Jack Osborne?
No, but he did good on that one show, so he seems like he takes it serious.
Yeah, he does. He is very serious. What was that one where he had Ozzy and Sharon watching him on the video? I forget the name of that show.
I have the him Osborne and, something.
He was doing investigations, and Ozzy and Sharon were watching him do the investigation on video.
All I know is that freaking Ozzy pissed off Robert the Doll and got cursed. He did.
When was this?
Ozzy and Osborne went and saw Robert the Doll.
Yeah, that's right. I seen that. That's right.
They pissed off Robert, I think. Ozzy hasn't been in good shape ever since.
Got a new fucking album out, though, man. You got to give him credit.
How does he do that?
And it sounds fucking good, too, dude.
They got to be, computerizing. I don't know, man. I don't know how that's possible.
The few songs I've heard off that album, man, his voice is on spot, dude. He may not have half his brain left or whatever, but he sure can belt him out. I'm sure he's got some help.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm trying to figure out how to watch WWE, and it's not letting me. It says it's not available in my region. So,
where's the pay-per-view at?
Actually, it's on Peacock. It's not on WWE Network. They don't have a network anymore. They moved to Peacock. Oh, and here's Peacock news. I guess the new Halloween's going to be shown on Peacock.
Yeah, did you see there's going to be two different versions?
No, I didn't see that.
They're releasing a theatrical version that they're going to play in the theater, and then the other version on Peacock is the story I'm getting. So,
what's the point of that?
They're going to make me fucking rent fucking Peacock again for a month.
I use Peacock all the time. Peacock and Paramount are the two streaming services I use the most.
Really?
They are. And YouTube, my YouTube premium account. Those are the three I use the most.
Well, I've been watching that Tubi, dude. There's all kinds of cool shit on there, dude, that I wouldn't even think of. Just so many different documentaries and stuff. Just all kinds of documentaries. Not just horror or anything like, you know, music related. There's just other stuff, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's really cool, man. I don't mind watching the commercials. And they don't play as many as they do like on the other streaming platforms, you know.
That's yeah, I've watched Tubi before, so
I don't pay last for cable, night, so
yeah, I don't last night I actually had a free moment and HBO debuted on Thursday night, tonight's Saturday, so Friday night I watched it. The Elvis movie that was at the theater this summer. And I watched it. And I was pretty damn impressed with it.
Cool.
I mean, Elvis is the king of rock and roll. You know, you can't, nobody can slam on Elvis.
No.
But,
grew up listening to that shit.
I'm not going to say that I sit here and listen to Elvis songs, which I don't, but I respect the fact that the dude was a rebel when there wasn't anybody like that. And there hasn't ever been anybody like that since.
Nope.
That just pushed the boundaries. Exactly. Lots of respect for Elvis Presley, and glad to see him in 2022 in the movie theaters and a younger audience introduced to Elvis, and he'll live forever. People will be talking about Elvis 100 years from now.
I heard that guy that played the part of him did an awesome job, too.
He did a real good job. It was not to give any of the plot away, because we're not reviewing movies, and when I get done with this, remind me, we need to talk about our movie reviewing skills. That's for later. it's primarily told through Colonel Parker, or whatever the hell that guy's name was. The Colonel. And it's played by Tom Hanks, who looks strikingly old as shit. I guess it's makeup. Fat and old. So he's like in the hospital dying, and he's like flashing back all this stuff, and so that part of it was a little weird. I thought it like had him walking through a casino, and he was, I don't know. I kind of could have done without the Colonel flashback shit. I think it'd been better if it was just started it with Elvis and maybe the Colonel meeting him. But darn good movie. Don't know that it's completely accurate. None of those movies are. There's some stuff. I know enough about Elvis to know that some of that stuff didn't happen like that.
I had a big oil painting of Elvis on the living room wall.
You did?
Yeah, dude.
I thought it was yours.
Elvis and the almighty ever known Jesus portrait.
Oh, yeah. The blonde-eyed, blue-haired Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a quote from
Elvis and Jesus right next to each other. Yeah, so
from Muhammad Ali. Always talked about that blonde-eyed, blue-haired blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus, even though he's from the Middle East, but that's neither here nor there. But that picture in Elvis, that's perfect, man.
Yeah.
That's what most households would have had.
Oh, I had to listen to every Elvis Christmas album, dude. I don't know how many of them there were. There's Elvis, 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 and then Black Sabbath.
Christmas album?
No, Black Sabbath, the first album. I think my mom bought that thinking it was a religious album or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Original printing, dude.
Wow. I'll tell you what, I wish I was back then when Sabbath first hit, the reaction people would have had to that. I mean, there wasn't anything like it ever.
No,
not to compare him to Elvis, which I'm not, but Sabbath, freaking, my God, you know, hell, maybe they need to be compared to the Elvis. Iommi, especially. Iommi's the godfather of metal. And I don't hear Rob Halford and all of his bullshit. Iommi, he came up with that sound because the tips of his finger was cut off.
Yep.
That's where that Sabbath sound came from.
And he's left-handed guitar
and
player.
And he plays left, and when him and Geezer are playing, the guitars face each other, the bass and the guitar. I always thought that was cool when I saw him in concert.
Yeah.
Unless Geezer wasn't there, sometimes Iommi was off to the other side. I saw him a few times with Dio, and saw him with Tony Martin. So I got to see Sabbath quite a bit. Saw him with Ozzy, and that was the one where Bill Ward got pissed off and wouldn't go on tour.
What was that, for like the Oz Fest or something?
It was actually Sabbath on their like farewell tour. We went to Austin and saw that. And Sharon Osbourne was sitting right underneath us. We were sitting like on the side and Sharon was right down below us.
Really?
Not that I'm a fan of her, but still pretty cool. You know, you look down and see Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah. Old Sharon.
I mean, she's a bigger celebrity than Ozzy at this stage.
She's still on that talk show or whatever. That
I don't even know if that show's on the air anymore.
I don't either.
There's the talk.
I never even seen an episode.
Yeah.
Never seen none of that shit, man. Never.
No, I never did. Excuse me. I got the belchies.
Huh?
I got the belchies tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not, I like had one of the worst days of eating I've had in a year. I ate a steak and French fries and a Caesar salad. And then I got thirsty and had an entire large 7-Eleven cherry Slurpee. And then I went to McDonald's and got two ice creams.
Jesus Christ, dude. Now you're drinking vodka. Yeah.
It's not doing anything. It's watered down.
Well, this morning I made hash brown and egg burritos and a piece of bologna, and that's all I've had. Now I'm drinking vodka.
You're going to be drunk.
It'll be okay.
But yeah, well, last little bit on the Elvis movie. I recommend anybody who's a fan of rock, metal, or any genre watch that movie. It did a good job.
What's
it moves really quick.
What's it on?
HBO Max.
Oh.
It's a Warner Brothers movie.
I'll have to see if I can steal it.
Yeah, you fucking thief. I hope you get caught and the FBI gets you.
Oh.
Pay for your shit.
Oh.
Support the artists. Support the people making the shit. The only time I ever stole anything, quote unquote, was when those BitTorrents were running and I was downloading albums that I could not find the CD of.
Yeah.
I even told somebody, it was some band that I semi knew. I was like, if you put this CD on the fucking market, I'd buy it instead of having to steal it. Well, it's not ours. It's the record company. I'm like, well, what do you suggest? Download it off the BitTorrents if you want to hear it, because it probably won't ever be in print again. I'm like, okay. They can't nobody accuse me of stealing. Look at all these CDs. What did I just pull out here? Sabotage, Dead Winter Dead. That's just from the stacks. I don't want to go in.
Yeah, we're going to do an episode on them too.
I know. I was supposed to do that at Christmas and we didn't get there. So, okay. Movie reviews. I think we need to change our format. I don't like the way we sit there and like give the entire movie away. I think it's boring.
Yeah.
I'm going to give full. I'm always honest on this show. I've never not been. The Black Phone episode, I got so bored with it, I turned it off. I was bored of ourselves because we just rambled on and on and on about it. So I think we need to change movie review format. So any ideas and suggestions from anybody out there? I know Jimbo gave us a few suggestions, which I took to heart.
Tragedy of Cinema. Shout out to Jimbo.
Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of opened my eyes that I don't think we do a good job on movie reviews.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to give the entire plot from beginning to end of a movie away. It's boring. I really did. I actually turned the show off for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I'm probably glad I don't listen to our episodes.
I do listen to them, and usually I enjoy them, or I critique, oh, that sucked, or I overtalk you, or you overtalk me, or I say words wrong, but that episode was boring. I just have to be honest. We rambled on way too long, and we acted like we didn't even know what we were talking about because we couldn't find any information on the actors. So.
That's what sucks about having new movies like that with newer unknown actors. There's no info on them.
There's not. But I think we need to kind of review how we review movies in the future. I'm putting that out in the public, if you will, to quote Dusty Rhodes. I don't know how Dusty Rhodes got brought into the podcast, but he just did.
So you never know what you'll hear on this show.
Well, I'm going to watch this wrestling pay-per-view when we're done. I guess it happened in England like last night, so it's on replay, so I'll get to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember them. Royal Rumble, or not Royal Rumbles, what the hell they used to call them?
Pay-per-views.
But no, back in the day, they had a name for them for something when they were over there in England. I forget the name of it.
I have no idea.
Dude, I had every pay-per-view recorded on VHS tape from probably 96 until 2001.
Late. That's about when WWE petered out, was 2001, when they bought WCW. Yeah,
that's when I quit watching them.
Stone Cold was starting to leave, and Dwayne Johnson was getting into movies, and it just sort of went to hell. I quit watching it after that. I started watching it again when Bret Hart came back, when him and McMahon had their they weren't pissed at each other anymore moment, and they put Bret in the Hall of Fame.
He deserved it, though, man. I love Bret Hart.
Yes, Bret was – that whole incident with him and Shawn Michaels. Being that I worked in the wrestling business – that was real. That all was real. That has not no fake to it. That really happened. Just like it was portrayed. You know, people always condemn wrestling for being fake and phony. It's not. You can get, I've been hurt in that wrestling ring because I used to wrestle. It was briefly, but I did. You know, I've booked matches. I've had a pretty good little run in wrestling, and there ain't nothing fake about it. It's choreographed. The endings, yes, they know who's going to win. But I hate it when people call wrestling fake. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, Owen Hart lost his life doing a choreographed stunt. Yeah. So.
Yep. I had that pay-per-view recorded.
That'd be worth some money right there. Because you can't get that.
I'm sure it's in a box over at Tracy's, dude. I don't think we got rid of none of that shit.
I've got so many videotapes. I'm about to just start throwing them away, man. I just don't got time to double onto a computer.
Yeah, that's a timely process for sure.
Yeah, and it's too expensive to send them out and get them outsourced.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to start chunking shit maybe this week. I'm actually off work this week, so.
If the rats ain't chewed them up yet. They got rats over there. Since the rain, the rats came in the garage. They're afraid to go in the garage over there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week.
Yeah, that's how Peabody, whatever his name was, got poisoned, wasn't it?
Yeah, the puppy, Peaches.
Peaches, that's close. Peabody, Peaches.
Yeah, my ex-wife threw a bunch of them packets of... rat poison up in the rafters. Well, I think the rat knocked one down and the dog got a hold of it, the puppy.
Oh, no.
And
is Peaches doing better?
Yeah, Peaches lived. I think Peaches Yay. Is part cat.
Yeah,
I was Peaches over there for alive. 6 hours babysitting that puppy, making it puke.
Poor puppy.
Yeah. But she made it. She's still spry as ever.
So Peaches made it.
Yep. Peaches is alive and kicking.
Well, good for Peaches.
Oh, Juliet would have been devastated, dude, if she would have not made it. That would have been a bad thing.
Yeah.
But we were honest with her about, you know, we told her straight up. Peaches
got poisoned, huh?
Yeah, we told her straight up, hey, it might happen. We're doing everything we can to help her, you know.
To save Peaches.
And I know people might say, hey, you should have took her to the vet or whatever. But the vet would have did the same thing. And it would have been the same outcome. Except it would have cost $1,000 probably, you know. So But
oops, I'm dropping stuff.
Peaches is alive and kicking and as crazy as ever.
Peaches is crazy.
Oh yeah, she's a little what is it? Something poo. One of them poos.
Winnie the Pooh.
She's a little fur ball.
Probably what about this? About...
Yeah, the Winnie the Pooh
Winnie
movie.
Winnie the Pooh movie. Sorry, Peaches. You just got cut off. I want to talk about Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I seen the trailer for that. That looks pretty crazy, dude.
Winnie the Pooh.
Anthony Robin, or whatever the hell his name is. Isn't that the kid's name, Anthony Robin?
Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
Your
Anthony.
Bear shit. Anthony Robin.
Where the fuck did I get Anthony from? Fuck.
No, it's Christopher Robin.
Yeah, he ain't in such a good way in that trailer. Yeah, that's crazy. Who would have thought they'd make a horror movie out of Winnie the Pooh?
They're making a horror movie out of Winnie the Pooh, dude.
Well, I thought they were crazy when they made that Banana Splits horror movie.
Well, I think it's going to be Piglet and Winnie the Pooh going on a killing spree.
Yeah, Piglet looks pretty badass, man.
Piglet does look badass.
What is it about something they got left in the 100-acre woods for
yeah.
by themselves for too long and they went feral?
They ate one of, who was it they ate? One of the Pooh Bear characters.
I don't know, the donkey, what's the
they ass? They ate the thing? Donkey.
The donkey?
They ate the donkey.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Is that coming out to the theaters, or is that?
I hope it comes out to the theaters, because I'll go see it. I'll go watch Winnie the Pooh, the horror movie.
That's funny. Who would have thought? Did you ever see that? Did you ever watch the Banana Splits when you were you old enough to?
Oh, yeah, I remember watching them.
Remember that? Did you see the movie they made about that, the horror movie?
Yeah, I actually got it on YouTube.
It was sort of crazy. Sort of reminded me of that what's his name did?
What's his name?
Can't think of his name right now. I'll have to come back to that.
Brett's starting to
Willie's Funhouse or some shit.
Willie?
Willie's, now I'm going to have to look it up.
Yes, I'm making a drink right here on the radio or podcast or whatever we're doing. YouTube.
Willie's Wonderland.
Who the hell's Willie's Wonderland?
Oh, I'm looking it up here.
You're just making shit up. There ain't nothing called Willie's. You're talking
about
what, the Willie, the thing from National Lampoon's Vacation?
No.
Why are you knowing me?
With Nick Cage.
I have no idea what you're talking
It's like Chuck E. Cheese. This guy owns this thing. It's like Chuck E. Cheese, but all the things are fucking possessed inside of there. All the animatronics.
That movie. Yeah. That movie sucked.
Yeah, it was fucking dumb as shit.
The Banana Split one was okay.
Yeah, the Banana Split one wasn't bad with the little kid and shit. Yeah, that was pretty good.
But Winnie the Pooh has a horror movie coming out, so whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah, I think Jimbo posted that, and I seen that. I was like, what?
Yeah. I thought it was a joke, but it's for real. I guess Disney lost the rights to it because it's 100 years old, so they don't have the it's in public domain now, so.
Yeah.
I kind of hope Dumbo goes into public domain. Have a killer
elephant.
Killer elephant running around stabbing people and call it Dumbo. He gets pissed because they call him Dumbo, so he just starts stabbing people in the eye with his horn. How would that be?
Holding a big machete with his trunk.
What else could they turn into a horror movie? I don't know.
The Cat in the Hat. They could do that. That could
be the Cat in the Hat. That would be a good horror movie.
Yeah, it would. Cat in the Hat meets Albert Fish.
Who the hell's Albert Fish?
He was like a big child killer, like back in the early, late 1800s, early 1900s, I guess. In New York, I think.
Okay. I just thought of the greatest horror movie you could ever make. The Care Bears going around killing people.
Oh, hell yeah.
How's that work for you, Bubba?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know any of their names.
What was the
I don't know.
Barney.
Barney? I think they did a Barney killer.
Did they?
Yeah, I think Barney killed himself and died.
Oh my God, I can't stand Barney. That was like the big rage when my
Yeah, I went through a Barney phase with one of the kids I was around. I don't even know. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Too much Barney, man.
Too much Barney.
That and what was that? The Cabbage Patch Dolls. Them fucking things are evil, too.
Yep. They are evil.
Did you have a Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin? Who the hell is that?
Well, the old ones, you could put a cassette in it, in its back. And it would talk. We used to put Ozzy.
Make it cuss?
We used to put metal cassettes in it, and it would sing Ozzy and shit.
Me and David used to go on the Bell Labs when the internet was in its infancy, and we would have it. It talked in the computer voice, and we'd go on there and have it cuss and everything. And me and David used to get a thrill off of listening to the computer say bad words.
Oh, that's funny.
Related to Harley Race, usually. That was our hero. Harley Race was sort of a badass, you know, in real life.
Yeah, Teddy Ruxpin was a big thing, man. They were expensive back in the day.
I don't know who Teddy Ruxpin is.
He's a bear.
Well, I don't think he'd make a good killer bear because nobody knows who he is.
But yeah, now that they come back out with him, they brought him back out a couple years ago with a chip in him where you can record on the chip. That's not as good though.
No.
Where you can put an Ozzy cassette in there and have it fucking jam Crazy Train.
So you put a cassette in a bear and played Ozzy?
Yeah. And its lips would move to his voice.
Only you, Bubba.
It would tell the cassettes that went in it were like stories. It would tell stories and shit. Like kids' stories.
Okay.
We'd put Ozzy tapes in, Ozzy and Van Halen, I think we put in there. And
would it sing Ozzy songs?
Yeah, its mouth would move.
Well, fucking A.
Pretty cool. That was back in the day when you couldn't video nothing unless you had a VHS recorder.
Oh, I remember those days.
What year did that come out? That was probably mid late 80s, I think, when that came out.
I remember when we used to get we rented a video camera to tape our wrestling because we had no way of taping it otherwise. And my mom rented it for us because we were still like, I don't know how old I was. So I was driving. So me and David went and did our wrestling thing. We left the camera bag wherever the hell we were at, went back to go get it, and it was gone. So we had to tell my mom the camera bag got lost, and she got pissed off at us and yelled at us both.
Man, how much that cost back then, dude?
It wasn't cheap. So me and David never got another camera rented again.
to rent a VCR. Remember that? It came in like the big plastic suitcase.
I don't remember that.
Oh, God.
I had my own VCR
yeah.
at least.
And it came with the adapter to hook it up to your TV and shit. Yeah, that was like early 80s, dude.
Used I to, had a
used
top
to run them
loader
all the time.
Panasonic, and that we my dad bought that in like 1984.
Yeah, you could run them from the video store.
Oh, okay. Sam's Furniture used to have a video store here before Blockbuster ever showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a Laotian family that owned a video store called Movies Unlimited. And the thing about them is if you had a late fee, they did it all by paper. And if you waited a couple of months, they would throw the papers out so you could go back and you didn't have to pay their late fee. I went to school with one of their sons and I told him, I said, you know, your parents like throw that. Yeah, I know they do. He said, just wait a few weeks. They throw all that away because there's always, then he said, most people pay them, but it's whatever. I used to rent video, Atari or Nintendo cartridges from that place. They were the first people to rent video games.
Really?
And I used to get mad when you couldn't get the booklet, the instructional booklet.
Yep, because they only got one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I miss the mom and pop video stores, dude.
Yeah, Sam's was cool because they had these real good cases that they would put everything in, and then they would actually label it on the side, and then Blockbuster came around and fucked everything up. But hey, back in the 90s, I used to get to work security at Blockbuster and get paid a lot of money, so I can't complain.
Got to work security. What?
Yeah, they used to have security in all the Blockbusters in this area.
Really?
People were ripping them off, so yeah.
Oh, no shit. Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy. People were stealing from Blockbuster.
That's weird.
That was back when they, I remember when they
actually
first
put the movie on the shelf.
They did, yes.
Then they got smart and was like,
they finally got smart, yeah. They started getting smart with DVDs when you started renting them.
Yeah. Yeah. A VHS sort of hard to stick down your pants.
Yeah, it was.
Looked like fucking SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Maybe SpongeBob should be a serial killer.
I think somebody's made one of them too.
You know, I always wanted to see the Roadrunner eat the fucking, or the get ate by the coyote when I was a kid.
Yeah, I know. How come that never happened?
I don't know. That would have been great. Set that Roadrunner be feast for the beast.
We got them fuckers here, man. They're annoying.
Roadrunners or coyotes?
Roadrunners are in every Walmart parking lot.
What?
Yeah, they're Roadrunner don't look like the Roadrunner on the
cartoon. They have Roadrunner in the Riverside Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, they're all over the place, dude.
You're just making shit up now. You're drunk, Brett. You're making shit up.
No, I'm not. I'm not drunk yet.
You're
I'm
drunk
not even
and
halfway
shit
done
up.
With my drink.
You're drunk and making shit up.
I swear there's roadrunners.
There's not roadrunners running around Walmart parking lots. You're crazy. You're nuts. And I'm still mad because you fucking almost cut up my electric cord today.
Hey, I fixed it.
You broke
it's good.
He also you broke the jigsaw. The jigsaw.
That wasn't my fault.
No, that wasn't your fault. I agree. But you still get blamed for it.
Get blamed for everything.
Don't you feel like you're at Moxley again?
Yeah, no shit.
I'll start yelling at you. Brett, God damn it. I was about to yell at you today for breaking the electric cord. I was in a bad mood.
Your eyes got all big, dude, looking at me. You're like, fuck, I'm about ready to just bulldoze this motherfucker down.
I've been wanting to bulldoze the damn thing down. I don't know. I got in a better mood today with it, though.
Yeah, when you started doing that, that wall ended up looking good, though, man.
That wall looked good and the door's good.
Yeah. Yeah, now it won't be flying back and hit you in the head.
Yeah, it won't.
like the 2x4 that I got you with, man. I still feel bad about that shit.
Oh, you did hit me in the head with the 2x4.
Yeah, I know. I still feel bad too, man. Fucking bash your brains in.
Sorry. I'm still recuperating from that, I think.
Oh. That's the second time I hit you in the head with something.
Two times you've hit me in the head. And then I got hit in the head with that column at Moxley that I think knocked my eyeball out of socket.
Yeah, and we didn't think of that till like years later, like after the fact too, that would have did it. When that was, that in fact, probably the reason why it happened.
Yeah, it might have been. Well, I'm going to take that Jigsaw Tuesday with me to the Felicia's Home Depot and get it fixed. So we'll have a jigsaw come next Saturday.
Yeah, even though we don't use that much, it's nice to have.
Still got to have it. But yeah, I've got, like I said, my car's got an oil leak, so I'm leaving it at the Ford house. And they've been telling me for 2 years it had an oil leak, and it finally started leaking really bad.
It's probably the oil pan gasket.
That's what it is, I'm sure. They should fix it pretty easy. But I'll get the jigsaw fixed and see what all I buy from Home Depot. We're out of budget already, by the way. So
I'm just saying.
And I'm probably going to spend more money.
Well, I'm going to try to buy some little odds and ends. Like I got them skulls, because we're going to need a lot of skulls.
Yeah, I know.
And them are good for what we're going to use from the Dollar Tree. They all look the same, but...
They all look the same. Hold on, I was texting somebody that I lost track of what I was doing. I'm going to go get this guy and show him off real quick.
Get him!
I have gave birth to a child.
That's so cool, man.
An ugly Sammy.
That's cool. I want one.
You want an ugly Sammy?
Yes, I do.
See, we look just alike. We look just alike.
They make one, too, that you can... It's the regular Sammy, and then you can rip his face off, and it's that Sammy.
Oh, when'd they make that one?
I don't know. They got one, though. That's the one I think I might get.
Yeah, I'd take him too. I want all Sammys. We need all Sammys in this house. In this museum, whatever the fuck this place is.
He's cool looking, man. That's badass. I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to post pictures of him on the group page.
Where'd you get him at?
Spirit.
Oh, you've been to Spirit already?
I went today.
Oh, they set up all the way or?
Not really.
Yeah. That's what I figured. That's what happens when they open up the last week of August. Trying to get squeeze every dime out of everybody. Even though they don't have everything put out yet.
They don't have shit put out yet. I was going to post a picture of the evil pumpkin nester looking Sammy.
He's cool looking, man. I like him. I'm impressed. You know, they got a whole area for him.
They will, yeah. Shit, I can't find nothing on Facebook on this phone. I'm taken away from the show now.
That's the only thing that I like about Spirit is the special stuff that they have that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Need to try to find me another Halloween cup since mine broke.
Yeah, you do.
I tried gluing the handle back on and it won't hold. Even with super glue, it keeps falling off.
Okay, I posted Sammy on the group page.
It's broken somewhere. somewhere weird and it won't stay on. Tried
Oh,
having my
shit.
cup of coffee after I glued it. I thought, oh, I checked it. You know, it's all
You need a new
good.
Michael Myers cup, yeah.
And then that coffee was all over my lap. The handle fell off. So,
Whoops.
yeah, wasn't too happy about it. Neither
I
were
wouldn't
my
be very.
balls.
Your balls.
They got burnt, man. I spilled hot coffee on them. Shit.
You spilled coffee on your balls.
Yeah.
I
The
could have
handle
done
broke
without.
off. It fell right in my lap,
I could have
dude.
done without hearing that story the whole night.
TMI.
Yeah, TMI.
Sorry.
That's TMI for the
I'm
podcast.
sure everybody thinks it's funny, though.
Except for me, I felt
You had
flabbergasted.
to hold your head.
I did have to hold my head on that one.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sort of digging the cherry limeade, man. That's a good mixer.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I use water. Very little.
Just enough to mellow it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do that too. I just like changing it up a little bit. And
Yeah.
when I drink it like that, I tend to get way more inebriated.
I think I can take my liquor a little better. I don't know. Sometimes.
I think I need to pour a little bit in mine. Talk about something. I'm going to get me a shot here.
Okay, what do you want me to talk about?
No,
Brett
no.
left.
Talking.
So let's see. What can I talk about? I don't have anything to talk about without Brett. I can talk about Paul Stanley keeps flying around because I have the fan on in this museum. So let's talk about Kiss. There's nobody to talk to. Well, I'll just talk to the screen here. So anyway, I'm ready to do a show on Kiss. You
Go
got
on,
underwear?
Kiss.
Are you pantless?
Huh?
Did it look like you have any pants on?
I got pants on, dude.
I don't know. You told me to talk about something. I keep seeing Paul floating around here.
You still need to do that. We still need to do that Motley Crue show, man. We got people waiting on that.
Okay. You want me to do it this week? Start it out, Motley Crue. I'm going to talk shit about him. Everybody but John fucking Corabi. I won't talk shit about him. Hey, my vampire's called Corabi. I wonder where I named him from. Exactly. My vampire is named after John Corabi. I told John Corabi that in person. He looked at me like I was an idiot and just didn't even acknowledge it. He just went on to another subject, like this fucking dumbass. John Corabi actually, he's got that rock star image to him.
Yeah.
He just had that aura of rock star. So yeah, he was like, whatever, fucker. You name your vampire, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Well, you're on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
So,
hey, Chatterbox, you hear him?
Is he going? I see his jaw moving.
I just clapped and made Chatterbox go off.
I see his jaw.
I see his jaw too. Let's move this. Well, we can't move it.
But
Chatterbox is alive and awake.
Yeah, if you want to do the Motley Crue episode while you're off.
I'm supposed to do the Motley Crue thing from my point of view, right?
Yeah. I'm just going to.
Well, I'll tell you how it starts.
Well, let's
Zion
not
Lutheran
start it
School.
Now.
No. Zion Lutheran School, 1983. Shout at the Devil. That's where my Motley Crue experience started, right there.
Okay. Well, you're off this week. Maybe we can start in on it. Couple
Am
of
I
nights
gonna have
this
to be
week.
On the midweek episode this week since I'm off?
You can be.
Well,
think
what are
of
we
some,
review
think
to
of
do?
Something to do. Think of an album to do.
Okay. First thing I pull out, we're doing.
First thing you pull out, huh?
As I search through. We ought to do a Manowar album, but you're not a big Manowar person.
I like Manowar. Which one is it?
I don't know. I just pulled out Fighting the World. Excuse me. I've got the burpees from eating. Oh, shit. I forgot about this.
Eating 10 gallons of ice cream and a slice.
I ate steak, French fries, Caesar salad, a big Slurpee, and two McDonald's ice creams today.
Damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go for a walk.
I'll go for a walk in the morning. Let's see how many steps I've done today. And then I know we're starting to get boring now.
You already did that earlier.
Not on camera. 15,182 steps.
Here, let me see how many I did. 18. Damn.
18 steps from Bubba.
Oh. That's funny. Yeah, I am going to, once it starts cooling down, though, man, I'm going to come start walking with you, though, dude.
Dude, you'll never catch me if you go walking with me.
You'll just have to catch me on the way back. I'm fat, and you'll have
You're fat.
You'll have to come back and catch up with me. I might be sitting on a park bench somewhere waiting for you.
Sitting on a park bench. I walked almost to Beach Street today.
No shit.
No shit, because where I usually walk is all muddy, so I had to go east. So I passed Riverside Drive and was halfway to Beach Street.
No shit.
And the only reason I turned around is because I knew he was going to work on that damnable haunted house.
Damn, dude.
Almost to Beach Street.
So you probably put in 6 miles today at least.
Well, let's see how many miles I put in today since you bring it up. 6.93 miles.
That's crazy. It's good for you, though, man. I need to start doing that shit.
Yeah, that was a big drink.
Yeah. I can't deal with it in the heat, though, dude. What, if I start doing it when it cools down and I build up my tolerance, and then I'll be good for next summer.
Yeah.
If I stick to it, yeah.
I really got to change shirts when we do the show. I look like a weirdo or something.
I'm sort of tripping out on my breasts is here.
Quit touching your breasts, Brett. You're just drunk.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm what are we talking even about next, or are we done?
I don't know. What do you got to talk about?
I don't know. Oh, we got a topic.
I watched that fucking stupid
You watched it.
Nope movie.
Nope. Dope or nope?
Nope. That was the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life, dude.
So Jordan Peele puts out some good movies, but he puts out some shitty movies.
This
now
sucked,
I'm
gonna
tell
dude.
You that Candyman movie Jordan Peele did was fucking awesome. It's one of the best movies I've seen in many years. We should review it. Most of his movies are weird.
Yep.
Jordan Peele does some weird movies.
Yeah, this was weird, all right. I couldn't get into it. I watched the whole thing, but it was like long and drawn out. It's more of a sci-fi cowboy movie.
I might actually like Nope.
I don't know. Give it a watch. I just wasn't a fan, dude.
What studio put it out?
His studio, Universal? That Monkey Paw or whatever it is.
Monkey Pox? What?
Monkey Paw.
Monkey Paw. Well, somebody had to distribute the
fucking
thing.
Universal distributed.
And it'll be on fucking Peacock then.
Yeah.
I say fuck too much.
He owns that Monkey Paw production company.
Why do I say fuck too much on this show?
I don't know. Why do you? I haven't hardly said fuck at all.
Brett, you need to cuss more. Bubba. Bubba almost got cussed out today when he fucking cut the electric thing. I've been telling him, don't dig here. There's electric wires. He don't listen.
I thought it was a root.
It wasn't no fucking root. It was the electric wire, but you fixed it.
It's good.
You said I gave you that Richard look for a minute.
I don't know. Your eyeballs was as big as the top of this fucking cup.
I gave you the Richard look.
It wouldn't be nothing to if I had to really, really, if it would actually got cut in half.
Well, don't fucking cut the root in the wire anymore. Not the root. No. No. No cutting the wire.
It's good. When I hit it and I looked up and I seen that fan, that blower that fucking Patrick had going was still going, I was like, ooh, I'm good. I'll just tape the shit out of it. So, yeah, I taped the hell out of it.
Not showing tonight.
That's cool.
We got the Thinogram box showing tonight.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them at?
I don't know. They just showed up one day.
I like the pentagram thing.
I don't know. What else we got to show off? Not much. Nothing new except for Evil Sammy. Evil Pumpkin Nester Sammy.
He's so cool, man. I like him.
He's mean looking, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's not nice like the other Sammy.
That's the evil Sammy.
This is the evil Sammy that'll kill you. The other Sammy's nice. So you said they have a Sammy that his face peels off?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the bad Sammy under it?
Yep.
Send me a link. I'm ordering it tonight.
I'll have to find it. I ain't seen it in a while. This has been a while since I've seen that. So.
Well, let's go completely off topic and look at baseball bats.
Ooh.
This is a Pudge Rodriguez bat from the Rangers.
That's a mini bat, ain't it?
It's sort of small, yeah. But it's not a mini bat. They got mini bats at the stadium you can buy. Next time I go, I'm buying two of them. Shit, baseball season's almost over.
Is that the one Felicia went and got a bunch of them?
Actually, you're right. Felicia did go get a bunch of them. She, we had three bats, and she ended up with four bats, and they're all different. So, yeah, you remember that story.
Yes, I do.
We got the Pudgy. We got Nolan Ryan. We got Beltre and Michael Young. But I'm going to put these on the wall this week as soon as I can get the thing to put them up. So that was just sitting around. I don't got nothing new to show off. But I do got this. See? It's a rubber ducky.
Ooh.
Pumpkin. Rubber ducky pumpkin.
Do you still got the jack-o'-lantern shit that I gave you?
The jack-o'-lantern shit.
The shit emoji with the it's orange and black with the jack-o'-lantern on it.
A jack-o'-lantern shit emoji.
Yeah, the poop emoji. You know, I gave you that. It's sound activated.
That guy. Yeah, he's in the Halloween stuff.
I thought that was funny.
We got him. He'll show up soon. Whenever I go through all those damn crates.
Forget where the hell I got him at.
I just remember it was brought in the house and it was that smells like smoke. I'm like, yeah, it came from Brett. Everything from Brett smells like smoke.
Oh.
Well, shit, what else we got?
I don't know.
Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
I guess. That Halloween Ends is going to.
Halloween Ends is going to end the show, I think, for the night.
I think it's going to be shit, man, I believe.
I believe it's going to be shit, too. But it couldn't be as shit as as what was that Halloween 7 called? Retro, what was that fucking movie called?
Halloween 7, what?
The one that came after H2O.
Oh, Resurrection.
Yeah. Resurrection. That's no, the fucking Halloween, Rob Zombie Halloween 2 is worse, we decided.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing with the marshmallow boy?
I'm just holding the marshmallow boy Stay Puft for some reason. He was just sitting here, so I'd like to pick him up. I got so much shit, it's unreal. Oh, here's a friend. This is the evil Easter Bunny.
Oh.
He presents Easter here at the Count Karabi Museum every year to all the bad girls and girlses. We don't ever have boys show up, just girls. So no boys is.
I know I don't have no boys either to do
holidays. This is the last time you'll see Frankenstein because he's going to be built next weekend.
Yep. Yes, he is. We're gonna do him no matter what. We got to get him done.
We will build a Frankenstein.
He finally decided he's getting a black suit and green shirt.
Frankenstein's getting a black suit and a green shirt.
Okay, I just want, because I'm gonna stop at the Goodwill and get a suit.
We need people to go to Goodwill. We need sheets and Frankenstein clothes from Goodwill.
Oh, I never thought about looking at sheets.
Do they have sheets at Goodwill?
They might. I don't know if bed bugs come with them free or what.
Well, fuck. I don't want bed bugs. Fuck that shit.
Oh. All right, everybody. I think
so. We're done for the night.
I think we're done with the free for all.
I think we're done with the free for all.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and
stay
evil.
Hope you
enjoyed our two dumb asses tonight.
Yeah, we were pretty dumb tonight.
All right, everybody. Thanks, and stay evil, everybody.
Stay evil, and here's a ducky for you.
Bye.